It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Kim Atkins. Kim is Vice President and COO of the U.S. Grains Council. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me today.
So let's talk about a recent trip you took. I think last time we talked, you were in Montana talking NAFTA and barley, I think. And you've just returned from Mexico. I bet you were talking NAFTA.
Yeah, we traveled down to Mexico last week with our board of directors for our regularly scheduled business meeting, but also for an opportunity to meet one-on-one with importers and end users of feed grains and talk to them about NAFTA. Again, talking to them about what we've been doing here in the United States to advocate for the trade agreement, as well as just giving them time to tell their story about why NAFTA has been so important for them and why they need our support and the consistent supply of feed grains from the United States.
So we know what the public discussion in the U.S. is when it comes to NAFTA, and we know what it is inside ag and outside ag. What about Mexico?
Well, Mexico has been heavily dependent on the United States for a supply of their feed grains to feed their livestock industry. So the concern from them is continuing to have that reliable supply of corn, sorghum, barley, and other feed grains. NAFTA has been a really critical trade agreement and has allowed for the U.S. to gain almost 90 to 100% market share in Mexico for U.S. corn.
So that's one aspect of, and obviously trade vitally important, and the reason the U.S. Grains Council is here in the first place. But it's more than just going to see potential buyers. It's helping buyers come here, isn't it?
Yeah, part of the U.S. Grains Council's global program has always been to bring trade teams here to the United States to allow them to see firsthand U.S. Grain production, export facilities, ethanol plants, give them a chance to meet one-on-one with U.S. farmers so they actually, you know where their grain is coming from. They meet with traders and exporters and really have that kind of seeing is believing type of experience. And this year is no different than any other year. We're going to be heavily engaged in bringing trade teams to the United States all summer long and into the early fall, focused on corn, sorghum, barley, distillers, grains, and ethanol.
So you've got these buyers coming in, these teams coming in, but at the same time, you've got members headed to the Pacific Northwest here pretty quick as well. You've got a meeting.
Yep. In July, the U.S. Grains Council's Board of Delegates will be meeting in Vancouver, Washington. This is one of our two annual meetings, and during this meeting in particular is kind of the focus. The focus of the meeting is our business meeting where we elect our officers and our board of directors. At the same time, our advisory teams have the opportunity to meet, as well as the different sectors, the corn, sorghum, barley, and agribusiness sectors, have a chance to meet and discuss, you know, current topics like policy and demand and talk about what's going on in the world. And I think that we'll have some pretty robust discussions during that meeting about NAFTA, about what's going on in China and things like that, that are really affecting kind of total demand for U.S. feed grains and co-products.
And again, this is one of two big meetings U.S. Grains Council has every year. Your other meeting in February, and that's really where I guess you get your marching orders from the A-teams.
The February meeting is our international marketing conference. And at that meeting, we bring in all of our international directors, and our advisory teams spend a lot more time during that meeting looking at what's going on in the world and giving the Grains Council staff some direction that's used directly to influence the policy directions for our unified export strategy.
Well, lots going on for you. Thanks for your time, enjoy your travels. And I know that traveling's not easy because you can also get stranded in some interesting places too. But we wish you the best.
Thanks so much.
Kim Atkins is Vice President and COO of the U.S. Grains Council in Washington, D.C. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.